Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mary Contendo is here. Mary is a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. She's been hanging, actually, almost 13 years. And we got her right out of elementary school. She is one of the top experts on women in business that anybody in the world. And she's backed it up with some outstanding books on the topic. The Woman's Advantage is one. Leading with Care is another one. But she's a great hand, a great resource for all of us. I've learned a lot from her over the years. And she's our good friend, Mary Contendo. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. You know, I've learned a lot from you over the years, too, haven't I?
Well, I hope so. I hope we've shared some good ideas. We've had some fun, too, haven't we, Mary?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I love your topic today because it's one of those things that you can talk about that people, if they haven't got this solved or they don't feel like they have it where it should be, they can fix it real quick. And this is the concept of a corporate culture. And I've been asking my audience for a long time, you know, about their corporate culture and whether they even had contemplated. I'm afraid most people don't think about it much. They don't think about having a corporate culture, let alone defining it themselves. What do you think?
I think most organizations kind of fall into a corporate culture. People may have kind of grandiose ideas about what they want to do, but when it comes down to the day-to-day, what's happening in this office, what's happening here, how do you answer the phones, how do you treat your employees, I think most people just kind of fall into it, and it just kind of happens to them instead of their creating the culture.
How would you identify culture?
I think the culture is the way it's not so much what you define, it's what your customers and your employees define. So if you ask your employees, what do you think our corporate culture is, and they give you an honest answer, or you ask your customers, what do you think our corporate culture is, how would you define our corporate culture, and they give you an honest answer, I think that has a lot more weight than what you say you think your culture is or what you want your culture to be.
Right.
But I think the definition really is the way people feel about how your operation runs, exists, treats people on a day-to-day basis.
Right. Well, yeah, and it has a lot to do with how your employees are treated inside the four walls and how your customers and other stakeholders are treated outside your four walls, right?
Right, and a big part of it is the way you treat your employees. You kind of explicitly then pass on to them the right to treat your customer that way. So if you've got a really friendly, low-key, outgoing kind of relationship with your employees, you tend to hire those kind of people. Those kind of people tend to treat your customers that way. If you've got this kind of bureaucratic, government ease, lots of written policies and don't color outside the lines culture, then that's the way you hire those kind of people who are attracted to that kind of culture, and then those people treat your customers that way.
Right.
So it's got like a trickle-down effect.
Well, you know, when people come to work for me, one of the things that I do is I talk to them about our culture. And I don't use that word though. I don't say this is our corporate culture, but I say things to them like, we don't abuse customers here.
Mm-hmm.
When people come to our website, for example, we make sure our website and all the things we produce are designed so that we don't abuse people. I mean, isn't a corporate culture where you're thinking about how other people are treated when they encounter you or your business?
I think that's a big part of it, and I think it's about how you personally relate to those people. For example, I only have clients that I feel comfortable hugging. So when I start a meeting with a woman, of course I only work with women, but when I start a meeting with a woman, I don't shake her hand. The very first time I meet her, I'll shake her hand. But at the end of that conversation, that very first conversation,
right,
I give her a hug. And if that doesn't feel right to me or it doesn't feel right to her, then she's not going to be a customer of mine.
I'm trying to remember when we met if you hugged me or not. That's going to be, I'm going to have to rack my brain about that memory. Hey, Mary.
But really, I mean, if you think about it, if you spend an hour or so with somebody, and this is just my thing, of course, but I feel like I have to feel comfortable enough to do that, or that's not going to be a good use of my time and her time. So that's a part of my corporate culture. I do the same thing with my contractors who work for me. And some of those are men and some of those are women, but I still do that. And if I don't feel comfortable hugging an employee or hugging a contractor, then I'm not engaging with that person.
Right.
Because that's kind of quirky on my part, I guess, but that's part of my corporate culture.
But that's your corporate culture.
Exactly.
And here's the thing. Here's the important part about it. It's not whether you or I agree with or disagree or like or don't like the other's culture. It's the fact that we have one, and we know that we do, and we're defining it. See, to me, it's not for you and me to say what someone else's culture should be, but it is for us as thought leaders. It is our job to say, okay, whatever it is, make sure it's what you want it to be.
Right, exactly. Like the kind of government culture. You know, if you work in the government, then you've got a certain mindset about what work, quote unquote, looks like, right?
Right.
What a day in the office looks like versus people who work for, you know, a more free-flowing company or maybe a high-tech company,
mm-hmm.
where work looks like you bring your dogs into the
mm-hmm.
office. We have cereal that you can eat if you didn't have a chance to have breakfast on the way in.
No biscuits?
You know, maybe they have Legos on the conference table,
right,
so people can play with things while they're thinking. Very different from if you work for, you know, the U.S. Treasury, right?
Right.
You've got a totally different corporate culture.
Absolutely.
So,
well,
so
you know, and if you pull up to a business and all the places, the parking places near the front door are taken up by people who work inside, that tells me something about their culture.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? They didn't leave any open. Have you done that? I have.
Oh,
I
right. No place for customers.
No place for customers. That tells me something about their culture. Mary, I need your website, please.
womansadvantage.com.
Womansadvantage.com. Check it out. Mary Contender, we're now going to come back. She's got some more tips on corporate culture after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.